Tonight our learning is sponsored by Ruth Roth in memory of her mother, Chaya Devorah Bas Gershon Chanoch, Zichrona Levracha, and by Benji Silverberg in memory of his father, Harav Yehuda Leib ben Harav Yitzhak Meir, Zichrona Levracha. Shiloh that we've been assessing this week is burying the cremated ashes of a relative. We got finished saying yesterday that according to Rav David Tzvi Hoban, there is no obligation to do so. Of course, it was prohibited in the first place to undergo cremation. One should have a proper Jewish burial. But in the event that someone did, he concluded that there's no obligation to do so on the basis of the fact that there's no tumah, according to the Gemara Maseches Nida, that is transmitted from a fully cremated body. And he argued that similar to the way that there is no tumah, it doesn't transmit any kind of ritual impurity, there's no obligation to bury either. But then the next question he considers is whether or not it is mutter to bury. So you're not obligated to do so, but let's say you elect to do so. You want your relative's remains to be buried in a Jewish cemetery. Are you allowed to do so? So he considers two possible reasons why you may not be allowed to. The first is the consideration of bizayon lamesim. Is it considered some kind of bizoy? Is it considered in some way disrespectful to the other Jews who are buried in that cemetery, who underwent a proper Jewish burial? Would it constitute some kind of bizoy or some kind of discredit or dishonor to them to have this burial in a Jewish cemetery? And he rejects this notion on the basis of a psak that appears in Shulchan Aruch Yerodea Kuf Lamed Gimel Se'if Aleph. There, the context is, the Shulchan Aruch is discussing Yayin Nesach. There are certain types of wine that are prohibited, that are Surim Bahana, because they came into certain forms of contact with a non-Jewish waiter, let's say, and you can't drink that wine. And you're not allowed to benefit from that wine either. So let's say someone, Shalo Al Pi Halacha, in proper observance of the Halacha, they sold that wine in exchange for something else. They received peros, let's say, they received fruit or produce from that wine. What's the Halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you're not allowed to receive any benefit from those peros, from that produce that you exchanged, that you swapped in some kind of barter for the Yayin Nesach. And he says, what should you do with those fruits? Yolicham liyam ha-melach. Either you should throw them into the Yam ha-melach, into the Dead Sea, in order to make sure that nobody's going to derive benefit from them. O yisrafem yigbor ha'afar b'beis ha-kvaros. Or you can burn those fruits, and what do you do with the ashes? You can bury them in the Beis HaKvaros. Now, of course, again, this is not a niftar. This is not a deceased Jew who's undergoing burial in the Beis HaKvaros in the cemetery. It's just produce that you improperly acquired, Shalo Al Pi Halacha, and now you need to get rid of. So what? The Beis HaKvaros is going to be your dumping ground? That seems a bizoy ames. But you see from the Shulchan Aruch that in instances where you need to bury something that's Asur Behana, you are allowed to do so in the Beis HaKvaros, and it does not constitute a bizoy ames. It's not considered disrespectful to the Jews that are buried there, and he concludes that that would not be a reason to prohibit burying in a Jewish cemetery. The second consideration that he admits is an extra halachic consideration. It is not narrowly within the confines of halacha. It's something that exists beyond the confines of halacha, is what he calls the consideration of lahachzik yedei ovrei avera. He says if you can't bury those ashes, these cremated ashes in a Jewish cemetery, it may be a deterrent for people to undergo cremation. People want to be buried in a Jewish cemetery, and he considers the possibility that perhaps there will be people, because of their desire to be buried in a Jewish cemetery, will elect to have a proper Jewish burial rather than cremation. He notes that he quotes several gedolim who seem to have permitted burying cremated ashes in a Jewish cemetery. He quotes Harav HaGon de Hamburg. I confess, I don't know who that's referring to, this Rav HaGon of Hamburg, some great rabbinic figure in Hamburg in the 19th century. He quotes Rav Nussan Adler, me London. Rav Nussan Adler from Frankfurt was the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer, one of the great gedolim of 18th, 19th century Europe. This Rav Nussan Adler was not the Rav Nussan Adler who was the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer. There was another Rabbi, Rav Nussan Adler, Rabbi Nathan Adler, who was actually the Orthodox chief rabbi of the United Kingdom. He was named after Rav Nussan Adler of Frankfurt. His family had a connection to him. He himself was a Talmud of Rav Avraham Bing, who was a student of Rav Nussan Adler. So he quotes that Rav Nussan Adler apparently allowed it. And he says he heard that he matired it, he allowed it, b'haskamas ha-ga'on de-kavna zatzal, with the agreement of the Gaon of Kavna. Again, I don't know definitively who this is. I have to assume that the Gaon of Kavna is Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, most likely. Rav Yitzchak Elchanan was the Gadol Hador. He was the one that everybody went to for Psak Halacha, and he lived in Kavna. So I'd have to assume that the Gaon of Kavna is referring to Rav Yitzchak Elchanan. So he says, look, I've heard all these great Rabbanim who allowed it. He says, first of all, I'm not so sure. He said, I looked at what they actually said. I couldn't find this anywhere in the Tshuvos of Rav Yitzchak Elchanan. He says, even the Gaon of Hamburg, he didn't really allow a burial. Ki im hatmana bekarka. He says he allowed something similar, but not exactly. And then he concludes by saying, and you have to consider what the factors, what the sociological factors are in any given location. Just because it's not a concern in Hamburg, because people aren't electing to undergo cremation in Hamburg, doesn't mean it's not going to be a concern in other parts of Europe, in other parts of the Jewish world. He says, in Hamburg ain't chashash lahatir. Yesh lomer devarom makomus the medinas Ashkenaz yesh lachosh. He says just because it wasn't a concern in that particular locale, in that particular location, it is a concern in other areas, and therefore he says perhaps we should be more hesitant. He really argues because of the fact that there are so many places where it is an issue. He says imkain tov shelo yiten rishus leklum. He says, really, everybody should just get on board to this so that you'd be able to, even if in your particular locale it's not an issue, help out people in other locations where they were fighting this battle and make sure that it is prohibited. That is what he suggests and what he argues, even though it is not, strictly speaking, usher. Now, of course, I'll point out that if that's really the consideration, this is indeed an extra halakhic consideration, and everybody needs to consider within any particular location or any particular generation whether it's actually serving that goal or not serving that goal or perhaps counterproductive. You might say that sometimes these halakhos about Jewish burial are particularly very, very sensitive. Sometimes they turn people off. I can't tell you how many questions that I used to field in a high school classroom about tattoos and Jewish burial. Not because my students were getting tattoos. It wasn't really on their radar screen. But there's something very sensitive about place of burial. And I think it's up to the rabbanim of any particular place and any particular time to really determine whether a strict approach is facilitating better observance of the halacha or a more lenient approach facilitates better observance of the halacha. But that is ultimately his conclusion. Now, I'll just conclude by noting that he says, Amnam vaday im nisraf meis ba'ones o akadoshim shen nisrafu b'kiddush Hashem. He says, of course it is the case that if someone did not elect to undergo cremation, but they were cremated, but the ones, al-kiddush Hashem, they died al-kiddush Hashem, then he says, of course, we would have an obligation to bury. And this is it's a striking line because Rav David Tzvi Hoffman died in the 1920s. He died before the Holocaust. But in his treatment of this issue, he felt that it was important to point out that, of course, if you're ever dealing with somebody who died al-kiddush Hashem, then of course we have a mitzvah to bury them. But in other instances, he was far more hesitant. May we be zocha to never have such shaylas, but know the halachos nonetheless. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer, Atzakadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakos, Ezesorah, Lefikach Herbalim, Tar Mitzvos, Shneimar Adonai Chavetz, Mazat Koyah, Deal to Rabbi Adir.